You're listening to Wisp Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for Wisp Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by Shannon Laurie for Arch Virtual. Shannon, thanks for coming to chat with me today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we're going to focus our discussion on virtual reality today. And Arch Virtual is a virtual reality applications company. Can you give a real quick overview of what Arch Virtual is and maybe talk about what you're working on at the moment?
Sure. So Arch Virtual is a paralleled software development firm as well as a services firm based in, rooted in architectural design. So our founders, John and Candy, who I know you know well, they were both architects by trade. And back in about 4 years ago, 2013, 14-ish, when VR was making a heavy, aggressive retail stance through folks like Palmer Luckey and Mark Zuckerberg acquiring them for $2 billion. That's when John and Candy had this idea to bring the two together, bring architecture and VR together so that people can visualize those designs. Of course, many of us struggle with that visualization and blueprints are not easy to read. So that's the basis of that. Arch Virtual is now evolved into a little bit more than architecture. We are a full services shop in the B2B space, heavily into the B2B space, but certainly a lot of architectural work as well.
Gotcha. So I like to chat a bit about VR's involvement in you know, various industries. So like you said, Arch Virtual, very active in architecture. What else in your view is being changed right now or maybe disrupted a little bit because of this rapid expansion and adoption of VR?
Yeah, I think a lot of areas that are being disruptive right now include the medical industry. We see more and more interest in medical services, particularly with the medical products and facilities and spaces. Certainly the applications that can be used from training standpoint and safety standpoint. We've had a lot of requests in industrial safety training as well, so I think those two are paralleled in the sense that safety seems to be a topic or a theme of great interest for people who don't necessarily want to have to practice in the real world. It's much safer for them to practice in this virtual world. And we also see areas like obviously the architectural space, which we're rooted in, continue to gain interest and popularity. And then we see, you know, from an engineering standpoint, we're seeing a lot of people want to prototype and turn-based solutions and applications. That's where people maybe take turns within the process of handing it off to one or another. And then another area that we see great interest in is this multiplayer, multi-user experience where we can bring two people from different parts of the country or even the world together in a common space. The proxemics area is a big one too. The military is very interested in if you think about from a special ops forces perspective, to be able to know the area that they maybe want to go into and really understand that geographic space before they actually go into that. So again, you see these themes of wanting to perform certain functions or applications before they actually have to do it in the real world. I think we see a lot of development in those areas.
Sure, sort of a trial run, so to speak.
Exactly.
Some of the risk involved there.
Yep, a bit of a trial run. And the space one is interesting as well, just this notion of trying to join up and meet. And, you know, at first I think people were wondering, what is Zuckerberg up to with this acquisition, a $2 billion acquisition? And now the more that we start to see hints of people just collaborating in these different virtual spaces, I think that's where we realize that maybe it makes more sense, maybe what he might be interested in doing is bringing people together from different areas and bringing them virtually together in a way that you just can't do maybe online, for instance, through Skype or FaceTime or those traditional methods where it doesn't quite feel as visceral as being in that same scene together.
Absolutely. And touching on collaboration, I'd like to mention, you know, the Spark building. You guys were involved a little bit in the process for getting that building approved, the plans for that approved. And I actually got a chance to put on the headset and check out the experience of being on top of the building, looking out over the Capitol. So that was really, really awesome experience.
Yeah, no, that's a wonderful project, wonderful use case, great study in trying to collaborate Wisconsin-based businesses. Certainly, American Family Insurance is the primary partner, and that made that come to life. And what better of a fit to bring Findorff and EUA and Arch Virtual, you know, three other Wisconsin-based companies together and unite on this project. That's sole intent is to bring entrepreneurship and innovation to Wisconsin, and what a great project for us to be involved in.
Definitely, yeah, it's a really awesome application, and it's cool to see all these diverse areas that VR is sort of spreading into.
Yes.
So I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of that.
Yeah.
In the coming years.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you taking the time, and hope to chat with you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. See more at wispbusiness.com.